97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. My name is Tony Colombo, here as always with my co-host Bo Matthews.
What's up, Tony?
Great to see you, my friend. Turn his microphone on, Chad.
Oh, there that'll work. Not that I really need it, but good to see you, Tony.
That's
good,
a good
to see
point.
You.
Yeah, if anybody can get the voice across without the microphone.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
I do.
Okay, turn it off. I'll talk through your mic.
Producer Chad Ellis is here as well. Great
hello,
to see
hello.
You. And joining us in studio for this entire show is our friend Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine, who is one of the great sponsors of this show. He's been a part of the station for a very long time, and it's great to see you back in studio with us.
Awesome. Thanks, yeah. Tony. Thanks, Bo, Chad. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, we've had some really cool information for people about Intervine coming up here in just a few minutes that we'll talk to Mike about. You know, the flashlights, headlamps, lanterns, that's Intervine's specialty. They have some other products to talk about, too. The technology advancements have come a long way, even in the maybe 6 months since the last time we talked to you. And right now, a really unbelievable discount that you can take advantage of that you want to hear about.
I love to shop.
Yeah, so don't go anywhere. Mike's gonna be with us for the whole show, so we will we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But we need to start the show the way that we always do with our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, joins us on the phone. Aaron, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I am well. Maybe like you, keeping a close eye on what is happening in the Missouri legislative session. We've seen. You know, you have a close relationship with the medical marijuana and now recreational marijuana in Illinois. But here in Missouri, the medical marijuana law that's just gone into place, you've talked to Nick Schroer and a couple other Missouri lawmakers who say that they are, you know, trying to square up that issue in Jeff City this year. But it's going to be a very difficult thing for people that are patients that have been prescribed or will be prescribed medical marijuana in the state of Missouri, now that that is legal, they can't own or carry a firearm or buy a gun from Southern Armory. Do you see that ever being reconciled, or at least reconciled in the near future?
So the state law is definitely in conflict. The feds have basically said, with an Illinois case with a lady that had a CCW permit and a FOID card, that you could own firearms. You could have them up until the point you got issued your medical card, and you could still have your CCW permit. You could just buy no new firearms going forward from a dealer or from a private individual. So, you know, are there definitely conflicts in Missouri state law? Like, possession of a controlled substance is also sufficient for a felony violation? Absolutely. So the feds have, at least through precedent, through court cases, rectified some of this, but there's still a lot of work to be done if they're going to recognize medical marijuana as a viable option.
But the scrutiny of opioids and a CCW card or gun ownership is not even brought up. Is that correct?
Yeah, opioids, yeah, like your prescription, yeah, morphine, oxy, Dilaudid, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's not even batted an eye when you're going to pat.
That just blows me away.
Because it boils down to, Aaron, right? It's the state can do anything it wants, but until the federal law changes, it's going to be a really difficult thing to try to reconcile.
Right. So it's going to have to get battled out in the courts versus legislative-wise. I mean, we could take acts, get things done legislative wise, which may be a little quicker, but then you have the court system too, which can set precedent, like the Illinois case where the lady got her firearms back, got her FOID card back, got her CCW back after the state police had come in and confiscated everything.
I wanted to get your reaction to this, Bo, chime in too, and Mike if you'd like to. Michael Bloomberg, who's running for president, wasn't on the Democratic debate stage this week, is making some ground. And actually, Donald Trump mentioned that he didn't say it like this, but it was sort of interpreted that he thinks that maybe Michael Bloomberg is his stiffest competition.
Right.
That Bloomberg might be the guy to kind of, he gave him a nickname, Mini Mike.
Right, right.
You get a nickname.
You're in.
why would he be taking you seriously.
Why wasn't he on the stage last night?
He didn't, he was too late getting into trying to get the qualifications in. Yeah. Michael Bloomberg has made gun control one of the central planks of his campaign. And this week, he was talking about the shooting at the church in Texas, where everybody remembers the guy who came in and shot two people and then was taken out by a volunteer security guy who had a gun on him. And then
former FBI guy.
Right. And then some people got really all up in arms at other people in the church and pulled their guns out as all that was happening. Well, Michael Bloomberg was asked about that situation in Texas. And he said, quote, somebody in the congregation had their own gun and killed the person who murdered two other people. But it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place.
Well, they weren't average citizens, though.
Well, yeah, you're right. He wasn't an average citizen.
But six other people did stand up with firearms.
And it was still not a member of law enforcement. It was former
law enforcement.
But it wasn't a member. It wasn't
Absolutely.
A person who was working in law enforcement at the time that ended that situation without it getting worse than it already was. I just wanted to get your reaction. Yeah.
I would say that he doesn't know the story. He doesn't know enough about what happened in there.
Well, I think he's talking broadly because he's saying you just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place.
I would agree. You don't want the average person that has no training, no experience with firearms.
I don't think that's what he means. But I understand that. I agree with you on that one. But yeah, Aaron, your reaction to Michael Bloomberg's statement there.
So everybody keeps going, oh, he's a security guard. Well, that would imply he'd be a paid employee.
He was volunteer.
Right. So he actually is a member of the congregation. He's part of their, what they call like their church security team or critical team. And our church has the same thing. And I'm part of that. And it's made up of people that are law enforcement, people that have medical backgrounds, et cetera, to handle anything that may happen. That's the first thing you got to realize, that this is just not like a security guard. I think that just downplays the whole incident. As far as other people in the congregation pulling out their guns, good for them. Right. I had zero issue with that. You got to figure out who the bad guy is. And it's pretty obvious. At that point,
how long would it take for the cops to show up, though? What's your reaction?
It'd be extremely too late.
Well, of course, the whole congregation could have been dead. But Tony, what's yours?
My reaction is, if a good guy with a gun can stop a bunch of people from getting murdered, then I want him to do it.
Okay, you should run for president.
You know, and everyone's always worried about people, being too rash with their guns. Look at those six average citizens who had the restraint to let someone else do it. You didn't see everyone just firing shots into the crowd.
You know what? That's a great point that never gets talked about. The people that freaked out and said, I can't believe how many people in that Texas church had guns. Well, to Mike's point, I think it was a great example of
restraint.
The behavior of people that have the proper training and carry guns, the large percentage of law-abiding, gun-carrying citizens, that's how they behave. They know it's not a shootout at the OK Corral. Like, oh, anybody that wants to shoot their gun, like, oh, I just heard a gunshot, this is my moment, now I can start shooting, that person's not somebody that I want to be around.
I don't think I would.
And that wasn't, and obviously that's not what those people were thinking.
Texas, I would think they would have more guns in the church anyway.
Of course. Right. I don't think I would want a president with that mindset, because if he demands everybody waits till the police show up, well, there's a whole lot that happens in even 3 minutes for the cops to get there.
Exactly. And that's what we could get, you know, right, Aaron? I mean, if one side takes over, we could see laws passed that say, nobody can have a gun unless you're wearing a police uniform.
Right. So that's the downside to this whole argument with Bloomberg is eventually his idea of utopia is nobody has the guns except the cops. And then, of course, he doesn't mention the criminal aspect. And then eventually we'll take the cops away, take the guns away from the cops. It will be like Great Britain or other places in Union. And just the criminals will have guns.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, we only got about a minute to go. What's happening at Southern Armory right now?
So we still have the $85 CCW classes.
Oh, got to take advantage of that. Speaking of exactly what we're talking about right now, take advantage of the $85 CCW class at Southern Armory. Absolutely.
simulator's been getting a lot of bookings lately, so get in, get some good scenario-based training where you can draw with a firearm, decide whether you shoot, don't shoot, use pepper spray, or just de-escalate it verbally. The simulator is such a great tool to use. Plus, we have our regular specials that are just going on. Ammunition, we're not like the other big box store that abandoned the gun community. We're carrying tons of handgun ammunition, rifle ammunition, etc. So you can come in, and if you buy a case, you do get a discount on that. So come in, stock up. Special orders are always welcome. Southern Arbor is located 1 mile east of 270 and 44, 9901 Watson Road. You can find us on Facebook at Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
There you go. Aaron, great to talk with you, my friend. We will talk to you next week.
All right, definitely. Thanks,
right,
guys.
Sounds good. We are going to take a break. Mike McCleary from Intervine is going to stick around, and we are going to talk to former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher and current St. Louis Cardinal broadcaster, Kyle McClellan, who's also not only a local boy, but for me, he's a Florissant boy, just like I am. I think, and we'll talk.
There's two of you up there.
He went to Hazelwood West. I went to Hazelwood Central. He's a little bit younger than I am, but yeah, he's more than a hometown.
Big hunter.
He's a big hunter, and I didn't know this. He has a relationship with Drury Outdoors. I think he is on one of their podcasts, and he has a relationship with Drury Outdoors. Who
nice.
Tim Shelsvik is a regular on this show. We talk about Drury Outdoors all the time. So there's a whole lot of a whole lot of synergy with Kyle McClellan.
Yeah,
so that's going to be a fun talking with. St. Louis Cardinals, former St. Louis Cardinal pitcher Kyle McClellan. Next, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Games.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews, who is nodding his head in approval. Say your song.
It's just one. It's just one of many. I have a huge country background, and that song came to mind. It's called Guns, Tony.
By the Pocket Cowboy.
But, oh, God, don't say that out loud.
Oh, it's not his... Is that a...
I'm not... We won't say his name. Okay. Nobody will know.
He is the Pocket Cowboy, though.
But, okay. Let's say it again, then. Justin Moore, Arkansas boy. I think he picks us up.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for listening. I want to remind you, if you missed anything in the show, or you want to go back and check it out, you can download our podcast, which is absolutely free on the radio.com app. You can get our podcast in several places. Radio.com app is the best place to do so. Download the app. It's free. Favorite the radio station, and then you got everything. You can stream the station. You can download all the podcasts on the station, and you can take advantage of the Radio Rewind feature, which is really cool stuff. So if you miss any of our interviews, or you just want to go back and hear them again, get the podcast. It's absolutely free. Producer Chad Ellis is in studio with us. So is Mike McCleary from Intervine, one of our great sponsors, who has got an incredible deal that we'll be talking about here in just a few minutes. A discount that you need to take advantage of if you are looking to buy some Intervine products.
Better than 10% off, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Much better than 10% off. And as I mentioned in the last segment, joining us now on the phone is former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher and a member of the Drury Outdoors team and a member of the KMOX team. Kyle McClellan joins us now. Kyle, thanks so much for your time today, man. How's it going?
No problem. Going good.
Yeah. So one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you and have you on the show is you made a little bit of news the other day, and many of us saw the article about taking your son out hunting, I think for the first time, or at least got his first deer. And that is something that we talk about. We talk a lot of hunting on this show. Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors is on the show here with us a lot. And one of the questions that we get the most about hunting and people that want to get into it is, how do I get my kids involved? And what's the right age to get them involved? And how do I know when it's time? And, you know, everybody's got a different answer because everybody's kid is different. But it's definitely a really hot topic. For you, being somebody who is a hunter, how important was it for you to share that with your kids? And how did you know it was kind of the right time to start introducing them to that lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, so my son is six, and he shot his first deer the other day. My daughter took her first deer this year as well. She's eight. She shot a really nice buck.
Wow.
And so my goal going into this year was, can I get my kids involved with us? Now, Illinois just recently allowed crossbows. And then this year had a non-resident kids permit, which was really nice because prior to that didn't really have it, and which I thought was not right, because if you're trying to get kids introduced, first off, the game laws have to support that. So they have to be on board with allowing kids to get involved. And in Illinois, it's shotgun or muzzleloader only. So for the gun, you know, my kids weren't really ready to do that. I mean, it's going to take a while before we can build them up, even if you put one pellet in on the muzzleloader. So the crossbow was a great introduction. As soon as they legalized that, I called the DNR two or three times this offseason just to make sure that this, in fact, was accurate, it was true. I would be legal to take my kids out there, buy them the over-the-counter permit, and go from there. So after I checked all that out, then it was, okay, now they have to put the work in. So with my daughter, I was actually in the studio this offseason, and Mark Drury, my daughter was with me, and Mark Drury said, hey, I used to take Taylor out, and we used to put, you know, water in balloons or powder in balloons or something, and then put it on the target and give her something to shoot at. It would blow up, and they thought it was a lot of fun. And so my daughter got really excited after that. We came in, and we started doing that with her and my son, and they started shooting. And I was surprised. I'll tell you what, kids will surprise you at how good they were. I mean, we started at 10 yards, then we went to 20, we went to 30. And it's just like any sport. It's just like baseball or basketball. If I play with my kids, keep it short, keep it fun. Don't make it a job for them or make it miserable. And they'll want to do it again. They'll ask to do it again. And so, they put the work in where I felt comfortable. They'd make a good, clean, ethical shot. And we were able to get it done this year with both of them at separate times, which is cool because I got that one-on-one time with each kid throughout that process, which was a lot of fun. More enjoyable than anything else involved in it was the time I got to spend with them. But I'll say it wasn't just this year. I mean, I've had my kids involved in this process, so it might be the first time they were behind the weapon, but they've been in the blind with me. I've taken them, so they got to be there and be a part of it. My son's gone with me when I was just hunting. During bow season, we've done family hunts where we've had everybody crammed in the blind with my camera guy. My son's involved in the food plotting process. He loves to ride the tractor. My daughter as well, checking cameras. So they've been involved in the hunting process for, I don't know, the last 3 or 4 years. It just all kind of came together this year where they actually got to be the ones to hunt. But it wasn't just a quick one-time deal. I mean, this is a long process.
And with all the work that you put into it, the anticipation of it, the kids talking to you and experiencing it and going out in the field with you, get to the moment for both of them, if you don't mind. What was their reaction when they were standing next to what they just harvested?
Well, for my daughter, it was quite the journey. We had a pretty long tracking job, and so she had to endure maybe we're not going to find them, you know, and then we had to go in and sleep overnight, and then go back out, and then we were able to find them. So for her, it was much more like, finally, relief that we were able to find them, and it was a really nice buck. So, you know, the joy on her face, you couldn't wipe that smile off. The pictures of her is just classic because she's just grinning so big. And the hug that she gave me after the shot and after the recovery was the best hug she's ever given me.
Wow.
So that was awesome. My son, we had to wait a little while, but we were able to go in and find it. And for him, you know, it was a doe, but it might as well have been a booner. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It didn't matter to him. And the story of him, and you'll see it unfold next year on Critical Mass for Deer Outdoors, but I actually goofed up on him. He had a really nice, probably 125-inch 10-pointer that I messed up on about a week prior. I had his knock loaded the wrong way. And so when he went to shoot, it just flipped out the blind. And so I felt terrible because here we missed this chance at a great buck. But for him, it didn't matter. You know, he accomplished it. He put in the work. He made a great shot. In the interview, I don't know if you saw the interview he did afterwards that I posted on my Instagram and Twitter, but it was the best interview I've ever seen post-hunt. And it was just him sitting there just explaining what he did. And it was just cool, man, to see him understand the whole process and be a part of it and how proud he was of what he accomplished.
That is super cool. We're talking to former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Kyle McClellan. I'm sure that the opportunity to share that with your kids is just something that is so special and makes a great time even better. Just personally, I thought it was very interesting when I saw that it was the crossbow. When I saw it was a bow hunt that he got the deer with. Do you have a personal preference when it comes to hunting, whether it be the rifle or the bow?
Well, in Illinois, we're shotgun and muzzleloader, so, you know, we're limited to that. I prefer compound.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I kind of got started in. I kind of enjoy the chase as well. Obviously, to be committed to bow hunt. I mean, this year I had a great season. I was able to knock down my two target bucks, plus my kids' kills. We had four kills this year. Last year was a huge struggle. I went 45 days, and I never killed. And so to be able to put that time commitment in isn't easy, right? I understand not everybody can do that. So for me, my goal every year is one whitetail with I don't care how I get it. And so whether it's a gun or bow, I enjoy, you know, each of them very much. But if I had to choose and just pick one, I just like kind of being up close and personal and playing that chess match of trying to get them under 50 yards, setting your food plots and everything to dictate that. And so I enjoy the chess match, I think, more than anything else of the compound bow.
And just like you talked about, you know, last season when it wasn't as lucrative for you guys, they got to see that in real time. The kids got to experience, okay, you don't get it every time you go out.
Yeah, and I took them with me. We did a family hunt, and we harvested a doe with a crossbow. I wanted to use that crossbow so that they got to see it in action, and kind of be a part of that process. So that was my harvest last year, and it was great because they were there with me. But they get to see. Look, during the season, you hunt 45 days and don't have anything. You start to feel like you're chasing ghosts halfway through the year, and you know that frustration sets in. So. You kind of chalk it up to a management year. I've passed a lot of good deer that I could have shot, and it definitely paid off this year by, you know, having two mature deer still on the farm that were able to grow into maturity and was able to make a great season out of it.
Yeah, talking to Kyle McClellan, almost out of time, Kyle. People can hear you talk baseball on KMOX, but I didn't even know until just a day ago about your relationship with Drury Outdoors, which is a great organization. Talk about what you do with them and how people can follow these stories and you know, hear you talk about hunting over with the folks at Drury.
Yeah, so I met Mark and Terry back when I was playing. Back in 2008, didn't really know who they were. I was into waterfowl hunting at the time, and I never deer hunted before. And so I met them, and I said, hey, we'd love to have you on film with us, you know, harvest your first deer. So I kind of thought that was weird. You know, I'm like, who are these guys? What's going on? Got to know who they were, was able to harvest my first deer with them. And ever since, I've been locked into deer hunting. So I've been with Drury for 10 years now as a team member, and I'm a cast member of the new show Critical Mass. We'll have our third season this year, which will air. So people that tune into that, I think it starts probably mid-July. You can see my whole season, my four kills, archery kill with a 156, a gun kill with a 141, and the two kills with my kids. And it plays out over the Outdoor Channel. And then, you know, on my Instagram, I post a ton of hunting stuff during hunting season as I'm getting ready to head down to spring training. Won't be as much, but great way to keep up with me and the things we're doing and the way we keep the farm going all year and the things that we do to make sure that hunting season's hopefully a success every year.
That's great. Great. So what is that Instagram? How do people find it?
Just Kyle McClellan 46.
Good stuff. Kyle McClellan, thank you so much for your time today. I hope we get a chance to talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you. All right. We got to take a break. Good stuff there from Kyle McClellan.
Awesome.
I love hearing those stories. And as you know, that is the thing that we get the most. I mean, people really have different ideas and a lot of questions about when to bring kids
in. Yep,
when to bring their – they want to do it. They don't want to do it too early. They also don't want to do it too late.
Right.
So those are the type of stories that I just love to hear because that's really cool. All right, we are going to take a break. Got plenty more Second Amendment Radio to go, though. Don't go anywhere. Tony Colombo, Bo Matthews here with Mike McCleary from Intervine. We're going to tell you about this amazing deal that Intervine is offering when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Well, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis. And Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine, one of the great sponsors of this show, is a bit nice enough to spend the entire show with us. Going to talk to Mike here in just a second. First of all, I want to thank Kyle McClellan, former Cardinal pitcher. And I didn't even know that connection to Drury Outdoors, which is,
crazy.
You know, we talk to Tim Shelswick from Drury Outdoors all the time. Great hunting story about taking his kids hunting for the first time and both his son and daughter getting their first deer. Really cool stuff. If you missed that discussion or you want to hear it again, don't forget you can always get our podcast on the radio.com app. You can get our podcast in a few different places, but the radio.com app is the best place to do so. Everything's free. You just download that app, and then you favorite the radio station, and then you have access to everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can take advantage of the new Radio Rewind feature, where you can rewind live radio, which is really cool. And you can get all the podcasts from all the shows here on the station. And again, it is all absolutely free, but a great hunting discussion that we just had with Kyle McClellan. And anytime we talk about hunting on this show, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They're your concierge gun service on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270. Look for the word tennis, because they're right next to a tennis store. But RazorbackArmory.com is their website. Go in, tell them Bo sent you.
Mm-hmm. And for longtime listeners of this show, Mike McClary from Intervine is no stranger. It's been a while, though, since we've had you in the studio, so it's great to see you again.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Tony. And, Bo, great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Be back again.
And so Intervine is, it's a national company, because you can get all your products on Amazon, but you're St. Louis, you're a local guy, born and raised. You and your brother started Intervine. Like I said, longtime listener to the show will know, if you're looking for the best and longest lasting, brightest LED camping flashlights and headlamps and lanterns, Intervine is the place to be. And I want to talk about some of those flashlights and lanterns, because they're super cool. But you guys have a couple other things there on the website. For people who haven't heard, just kind of introduce us to Intervine.
Yeah, so Intervine's been around now for about 7 years, I guess. We started it up back in 2013, 14, right around there. And my brother and I started the company because we love being in the outdoors. You know, we're not huge hunters, but we are definitely huge campers, and have a few drinks out there with the family.
Amen,
and,
man.
And, you know, we were frustrated growing up. Everyone's had their Coleman lantern, you know, they're bright and nice and everything, but we knew that the technology was changing around here. So we decided to go out there and make the best darn flashlights, lanterns, headlamps you can get anywhere. And technology is growing. Like Bo and I were talking earlier, it's amazing what you can do with LED technology nowadays.
Yeah.
You just keep making them brighter and longer lasting, and that's kind of our plan and goal for next year.
The products, the Intervine products, truly do stand out above the rest. And the way that I can really prove that is through the eyes of a 2-year-old who's got no dog in the fight.
Right.
All he wants is the best. And anytime he sees me with a flashlight or a headlamp on, he wants a flashlight.
Of course.
Even if it's just in the house. I work in the evenings, so if I'm doing anything in the yard or outside throughout the week, it's in the dark. Especially this time of year.
Right.
So I have to go get my Intervine headlamp.
It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
Which I freaking love. Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you, like, we don't take our dog for a walk without one of our own flashlights.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
We have coyotes live around us, because those things scare them off.
He'll see me with a flashlight in my hand or my headlamp on, and he'll say, I want a flashlight. 2 years old, James. I want a flashlight. I want a flashlight. And I'll try to hand him like a little 99-cent flashlight that I got, you know, while I was checking out at the hardware store or something. And he won't take, no, I want the good flashlight.
Oh, no.
And he will only take the,
Mike.
He does. Well, he knows. He's like, I want the good flashlight, because he knows it's brighter and cooler. And I don't have to tell him that. He can just tell by using it. And if a 2-year-old can tell by using it that the Intervine flashlight is the good flashlight.
Right. It's not the Harbor Freight cheap E3 one you got, right?
I really do think that says it all. Yeah. I mean, I
got to sign him up.
So it's lots of different options there, and a lot of really cool technology. Last time you were on the air, you were talking about how you guys are able to actually take a light bulb and essentially bend it and wrap it around things to give more coverage and brighter lights. Talk about some of the technology.
That's our ARC technology, and we actually designed that along with the plant who makes our flashlights with us. We figured out how to take these LED bulbs and wrap them in any shape we want, and so you no longer have to worry about having like 5 different lights and they're shining in different places making a disco ball. This one thing will give you 360 degrees, and now we're putting it to all of our lanterns. And the amazing thing about those is you can not only get up to where it used to be like 1,000 lumens, everything's kind of like in lumens nowadays. We've got one up to 1,500 lumens, which will light up an entire, you know, small home if you got that there. And we also talk about, we now incorporate power banks to our products. So if you're out camping, you want to charge your phone, your iPad, we got you covered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice. Pretty cool.
That's
so
cool.
With LED, obviously, less power consumption or battery consumption It's crazy, right?
These things last forever. I mean, not only just the runtime of them. We have lanterns that we've never changed the batteries on in the past 4 or 5 years. Wow. Not saying that everyone, you know, don't count on that, but that's just how long they last.
I don't know that I've ever changed in my lantern. I have the green sort of standard one. I don't. They all have names. I don't know the name, but I don't think I got it from you years ago.
That's our oldest lantern.
I don't think I've ever changed the batteries.
You don't need to.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the bulb.
No, I've never changed the batteries.
Wow.
And it's as bright today. Every time I turn it on, I think I'm going to have to go get batteries. And it always turns on, and it's always as bright as it was the first day.
The bulbs last 100,000 hours. And the only reason we use that number is because we can't do any tests that tell us it lasts any longer. Yeah. Like, that's just the number. You know, we know it lasts at least that long, but...
We got more to talk about, but let's tell people about the discount.
Yeah, so first, I got to dispel one myth, kind of bring it back to the beginning of the show with Aaron here. If you are on medical marijuana in, Missouri, we will sell you flashlights.
Okay, I like it.
Sure.
Yeah, first one.
Federal law be damned. You can buy your flashlight if you're prescribed medical marijuana.
We are progressive here at Intervine.
Well done.
So absolutely. Yeah, but the main thing I talk about, you and I have been talking about this. We kept it quiet for a while. The holidays are crazy for us. We just couldn't, we haven't done a lot of shows together, but now we're back. And one way I want to kind of announce we're back with the show, welcome Bo back on the show, is do the biggest discount we've ever offered here on every single product, batteries, flashlights, whatever. We're going to offer half off, 50% off everything.
Wow. Nobody does that.
I'm not going to make any money off this deal, that's for sure, but we're hopefully going to make a lot of happy customers because we know that if you're a customer right now and you get some awesome product, you'll come back more later on when you have friends or family and you want to upgrade and buy more products from us.
50% off.
50% off.
Everything.
You know what? It's the same kind of people that will buy a Yeti cooler or a Pelican cooler that's, they want quality.
Yeah.
They'll pay the freight to do that, I've never been offered 50% off a Yeti. Yep. That's why I don't own one.
And how do they do it?
Yeah, two different ways. So first off, you want to buy on our website. It's intervine.com, intervine.com. And then the discount code is Tony. TNY. That'll give you 50% off everything. Yeah, I kind of like that one. But we also know a lot of people like to buy on Amazon. And we have a 4.9 star rating on Amazon with thousands of ratings. So we take care of our customers
there.
So if you want to go and buy on Amazon, we actually set up what we call a redirect link. You just go to intervine.com/Tony, type that all in. That'll take you directly to a custom paid page on Amazon that they built for us that automatically gives you 50% off every product. You don't got to do anything. Just go to that link. You'll get the discount, add whatever products you want. You got as many as you want, and then you'll get that discount when you check out. 50% off.
50% off.
That's fantastic.
That is.
Can I ask you the genesis of the name, Intervine?
Yeah, so I used to be a consultant a long time ago, 20 years, a whole nother lifetime ago. I used to work for Ernst & Young Consulting, traveled around the world and did a lot of consulting, and always had this dream of building my own business. And at the time, internet was just coming out. So I'm not as young as you think I am, Bo. But I also lived in downtown Chicago, went to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And I thought, combine the internet with the vines in Wrigley Field, and it's Intervine.
Oh.
And I realized, no one else knows what that is, but I will in my heart.
Yeah, love that.
Carry it across for, over 20 years now. And so just decided to make that our brand name.
That's
good
cool.
For you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Super cool. And you mentioned the batteries. We talk, obviously, a lot about the flashlights and the lanterns and the headlamp. I'm telling you, for me, the headlamp gets the most work out of anything because, again, I do a lot of stuff outside and it's at nighttime, and to have my hands free and to be able to work and have that light. So for me, the headlamp is the number one product that I use. But I have the little flashlight in my truck. I have the big flashlight in my garage. I have the headlamp. I have another flashlight in my basement. We've got Intervine products everywhere. And so we focus on the lights. But you just mentioned batteries. Batteries, all different sizes, whatever size you need, AAA, AA, CD, all the different selections.
Intervine brand?
Intervine brand.
What?
And that falls into the 50% discount. So if nothing else, if you're like, I don't need a flashlight, I don't want to buy, everybody needs batteries. Stock up on batteries. Use this 50% off discount code just to stock up on batteries.
And they're already bulk priced. I mean, the AAAs come in 40 packs. The AAs come in 24 packs. We're already priced as low as anyone else out there. And the quality, I put them up against Duracells, Energizers, anything out there.
So is the technology changing like we're seeing with electric cars and things like that? It's changing in small batteries too?
It's changing a lot. You used to have the old dry cell batteries that would last you for a couple hours. Nowadays, they really modified that whole process and improved upon it. Everything is smaller inside there so they can pack more into it, and the batteries just last forever now, as a matter of fact.
So so I opened up a flashlight a couple of weeks ago, and I opened it up and everything's corroded. So the flashlight's no good. The batteries are no good. Is there something that's changed in that to avoid that?
The sealing process. So we have a single wrap all around our batteries. It's not jointed together like some other batteries where they're going to come open. Single wrap's going to make it stay in there, and it's going to make it last long. You're not going to have any leaking. They also can store for years because of that. They don't just naturally drain power like every other battery does.
What I'm also saying is I'm going to have to buy batteries from you now.
Well, yeah. And the cool thing is, and what I really appreciate is because I'm lazy and I'm forgetful, that the batteries that come with the flashlight, the rechargeables, that are truly better, I think, stronger. But if you don't recharge it like you're supposed to or you whatever, all the flashlights, you can also use regular batteries. They also come with a battery pack where you can get – you don't have – like if your rechargeable battery's dead, you know, some products will get you that way. They're like, yeah, it's a great – the product, but this is the only battery that works.
Right. Yeah, we thought about that early on. You know, if you're out there,
if you guys have battery packs that can use everything.
If you're out camping and you got a rechargeable battery and it dies on you, what are you going to do? You're not going to go recharge it.
Right.
That's why all of our flashlights come with converter cases. Keep a couple AAAs with you. Pop that in there. It's going to last you for a couple days, even with those little batteries.
That's right.
So it's all about flexibility for everything we have.
Yep. Do you want to talk about the pen at all? I know that's a test.
Yeah, so this
thing
is a test product. Yeah. So, you know, we've seen, I don't know if you've heard of tactical pens out there. They're pretty much little pens that do everything, mostly used by the military. They'll have all kinds of cutting devices in them, a little flashlight in them with a built-in battery.
Well, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis. And Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine, one of the great sponsors of this show, is been nice enough to spend the entire show with us. Going to talk to Mike here in just a second. First of all, I want to thank Kyle McClellan, former Cardinal pitcher, and I didn't even know that connection to Drury Outdoors, which
that's
is
crazy.
You know, we talk to Tim Shelswick from Drury Outdoors all the time. Great hunting story about taking his kids hunting for the first time, and both his son and daughter getting their first deer. Really cool stuff. If you missed that discussion or you want to hear it again, don't forget you can always get our podcast on the radio.com app. You can get our podcast in a few different places, but the radio.com app is the best place to do so. Everything's free. You just download that app and then you favorite the radio station and then you have access to everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can take advantage of the new Radio Rewind feature where you can rewind live radio, which is really cool. And you can get all the podcasts from all the shows here on the station. And again, it is all absolutely free, but a great hunting discussion that we just had with Kyle McClellan. And anytime we talk about hunting on this show, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They're your concierge gun service on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270. Look for the word tennis because they're right next to a tennis store. But RazorbackArmory.com is their website. Go in, tell them Bo sent you.
Mm-hmm. And for longtime listeners of this show, Mike McCleary from Intervine is no stranger. It's been a while, though, since we've had you in the studio, so it's great to see you again.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Tony. Bo, great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Be back again.
And so Intervine is, it's a national company because you can get all your products on Amazon, but you're St. Louis, you're a local guy, born and raised. You and your brother started Intervine. Like I said, longtime listener to the show will know if you're looking for the best and longest lasting, brightest LED camping flashlights and headlamps and lanterns, Intervine is the place to be, and I want to talk about some of those flashlights and lanterns because they're super cool, but you guys have a couple other things there on the website. For people who haven't heard, just kind of introduce us to Intervine.
Yeah, so Intervine's been around now for about 7 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. We started it up back in 2013, 14, right around there, and my brother and I started the company because we love being in the outdoors. You know, we're not huge hunters, but we are definitely huge campers, and have a few drinks out there with the family.
Amen, man.
And, you know, we were frustrated growing up. Everyone's had their Coleman lantern, you know, they're bright and nice and everything, but we knew that the technology was changing around here. So we decided to go out there and make the best darn flashlights, lanterns, headlamps you can get anywhere. And technology is growing. Like Bo and I were talking earlier, it's amazing what you can do with LED technology nowadays.
Yeah.
You just keep making them brighter and longer lasting, and that's kind of our plan and goal for next year.
The products, the Intervine products, truly do stand out above the rest. And the way that I can really prove that is through the eyes of a 2-year-old who's got no dog in the fight.
Right.
He doesn't. All he wants is the best. And anytime he sees me with a flashlight or a headlamp on, he wants a flashlight.
Of course.
Even if it's just in the house. I work in the evenings, so if I'm doing anything in the yard or outside, throughout the week, it's in the dark, especially this time of year.
Right.
So I have to go get my Intervine headlamp.
It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
Which I freaking love. Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you, like, we don't take our dog for a walk without one of our own flashlights.
Yeah.
We have coyotes live around us because those things scare them off.
He'll see me with a flashlight in my hand or my headlamp on, and he'll say, I want a flashlight. 2 years old, James. I want a flashlight. And I'll try to hand him like a little 99-cent flashlight that I got, you know, while I was checking out at the hardware store or something. And he won't take, no, I want the good flashlight.
Oh, no.
And he knows. He's like, I want the good flashlight because he knows it's brighter and cooler. And I don't have to tell him that. He can just tell by using it. And if a 2-year-old can tell by using it that the Intervine flashlight is the good flashlight.
Right. It's not the Harbor Freight cheap E3 when you got, right?
I really do think that says it all. Yeah.
I got to sign him up.
So it's lots of different options there and a lot of really cool technology. Last time you were on the air, you were talking about how you guys are able to actually take a light bulb and essentially bend it and wrap it around things to give more coverage and brighter lights. Talk about some of the technology involved.
That's our ARC technology, and we actually designed that along with the plant who makes our flashlights with us. We figured out how to take these LED bulbs and wrap them in any shape we want. And so you no longer have to worry about having like five different lights and they're shining in different places making a disco ball. This one thing will give you 360 degrees, and now we're putting it to all of our lanterns. And the amazing thing about those is you can not only get up to where it used to be like 1,000 lumens, everything's kind of like in lumens nowadays, we've got one up to 1,500 lumens, which will light up an entire, you know, small home if you got that there. And we also talk about, we now incorporate power banks to our products. So if you're out camping, you want to charge your phone, your iPad, we got you covered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
With LED, obviously less power consumption or battery consumption. It's crazy, right?
These things last forever. I mean, not only just the runtime of them. We have lanterns that we've never changed the batteries on in the past 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Not saying that everyone, you know, don't count on that, but that's just how long they last.
I don't know that I've ever changed in my lantern. I have the green sort of standard one. I don't. They all have names. I don't know the name, but I don't think I got it from you years ago.
That's our oldest lantern.
I don't think I've ever changed the batteries.
You don't need to.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the bulb.
No, I've never changed the batteries.
Wow.
It's as bright today. Every time I turn it on, I think I'm going to have to go get batteries. And it always turns on, and it's always as bright as it was the first day.
The bulbs last 100,000 hours. And the only reason we use that number is because we can't do any tests that tell us it lasts any longer.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the number. You know, we know it lasts at least that long, but...
We got more to talk about, but let's tell people about the discount.
Yeah, so first, I'm going to dispel one myth, kind of bring it back to the beginning of the show with Aaron here. If you are on medical marijuana in, Missouri, we will sell you flashlights.
Okay,
Sure. Yeah,
Federal law be damned. You can buy your flashlight if you're prescribed medical marijuana.
We are progressive here at Intervine.
Well done.
So absolutely. Yeah, but the main thing I talk about, you and I have been talking about this. We kept it quiet for a while. The holidays are crazy for us. We haven't done a lot of shows together, but now we're back. And one way I want to kind of announce we're back with a show, welcome Bo back on the show, is do the biggest discount we've ever offered here on every single product, batteries, flashlights, whatever. We're going to offer half off, 50% off everything.
Wow. Nobody does that.
I'm not going to make any money off this deal, that's for sure, but we're hopefully going to make a lot of happy customers because we know that if you're a customer right now and you get some awesome product, you'll come back more later on when you have friends or family and you want to upgrade and buy more products from us.
50% off.
50% off.
Everything.
You know what? It's the same kind of people that will buy a Yeti cooler or a Pelican cooler that's, they want quality.
Yeah.
They'll pay the freight to do that,
get
50. I've never been offered 50% off a Yeti.
Yep.
That's why I don't own one.
And how do they do it?
Yeah, two different ways. So first off, you want to buy on our website. It's intervine.com, intervine.com. And then the discount code is Tony. TNY. That'll give
you
50% off everything. Yeah, I kind of like that one. But we also know a lot of people like to buy on Amazon. And we have a 4.9 star rating on Amazon with thousands of ratings. So we take care of our customers
there.
So if you want to go and buy on Amazon, we actually set up what we call a redirect link. You just go to intervine.com/Tony, type that all in. That'll take you directly to a custom page on Amazon that they built for us that automatically gives you 50% off every product. You don't got to do anything. Just go to that link. You'll get the discount, add whatever products you want. You got as many as you want, and then you'll get that discount when you check out. 50% off.
50% off.
That's fantastic.
That is.
Can I ask you the genesis of the name, Intervine?
Yeah, so I used to be a consultant a long time ago, 20 years, a whole nother lifetime ago. I used to work for Ernst & Young Consulting, traveled around the world and did a lot of consulting, and always had this dream of building my own business. And at the time, internet was just coming out. So I'm not as young as you think I am, Bo. But I also lived in downtown Chicago, went to Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And I thought, combine the internet with the vines in Wrigley Field, and it's Intervine.
Oh.
And I realized, you know, no one else knows what that is, but I will in my heart.
Love
carried it across for, you know, over 20 years now. And so just decided to make that our brand name.
That's
good
cool.
For you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Super cool. And you mentioned the batteries. You know, we talk, obviously, a lot about the flashlights and the lanterns and the headlamp. I'm telling you, for me, the headlamp gets the most work out of anything because, again, I do a lot of stuff outside and it's at nighttime, and to have my hands free and to be able to work and have that light. So for me, the headlamp is the number one product that I use. But I have the little flashlight in my truck. I have the big flashlight in my garage. I have the headlamp. I have another flashlight in my basement. We've got Intervine products everywhere. And so, you know, we focus on the lights. But you just mentioned batteries. Batteries, all different sizes, whatever size you need, AAA, AA, CD, all the different selections.
Intervine brand?
Intervine band.
What?
And that falls into the 50% discount. So if nothing else, if you're like, I don't need a flashlight, I don't want to buy, everybody needs batteries. Stock up on batteries. Use this 50% off discount code just to stock up on batteries.
And they're already bulk priced. I mean, the AAAs come in 40 packs. The AAs come in 24 packs. We're already priced as low as anyone else out there. And the quality, I put them up against Duracells, Energizers, anything out there.
So is the technology changing like we're seeing with electric cars and things like that? It's changing in small batteries too?
It's changing a lot. You know, you used to have the old dry cell batteries that would last you for, you know, a couple hours. Nowadays, they really modified that whole process and improved upon it. Everything is smaller inside there so they can pack more into it, and the batteries just last forever now, as a matter of fact.
So do you? So I opened up a flashlight a couple of weeks ago, and I opened it up and everything's corroded. So the flashlight's no good. The batteries are no good. Is there something that's changed in that to avoid that?
The sealing process. So we have a single wrap all around our batteries. It's not jointed together like some other batteries where they're going to come open. Single wrap's going to make it stay in there, and it's going to make it last long. You're not going to have any leaking. They also can store for years because of that. They don't just naturally drain power like every other battery does.
What I'm also saying is I'm going to have to buy batteries from you now.
Well, and the cool thing is, and what I really appreciate is because I'm lazy and I'm forgetful, that the batteries that come with the flashlight, the rechargeables, that are truly better, I think, stronger. But if you don't recharge it like you're supposed to, or you whatever, all the flashlights, you can also use regular batteries. They also come with a battery pack where you can get, you don't have, like, if your rechargeable battery's dead, you know, some products will get you that way. They're like, yeah, it's a great product, but this is the only battery that works.
Right.
Yeah, we
so
thought about that early on. You know, if you're out there, if
you guys have battery packs that can use everything.
If you're out camping and you got a rechargeable battery and it dies on you, what are you going to do? You're not going to go recharge it.
Right.
That's why all of our flashlights come with converter cases. Keep a couple AAAs with you. Pop that in there. It's going to last you for a couple days, even with those little batteries.
That's right.
So it's all about flexibility for everything we have.
Yep. Do you want to talk about the pen at all? I know that's a test thing.
Yeah, so this is a test product.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've seen, I don't know if you've heard of tactical pens out there. They're pretty much little pens that do everything, mostly used by the military. They'll have all kinds of cutting devices in them, a little flashlight in them with a built-in battery. And oddly enough, you can write with them too. Don't blame me away.
It's almost like making a call on your phone. Like, oh, you can make phone calls on these things too?
Yeah, so we had 100 custom made for us, and we already sold 10 without even advertising it. No, you found it.
On the website. Yeah.
So these are just incredible pens. Mostly military keep them in their vest or pouch.
Well, you're going to sell number 11 here in a minute.
I think we are. Yeah.
Because I saw it, and, you know, knowing Intervine as well as I do and all the products as well as I do, that pen stood out. I was like, this is new. This wasn't there before. It's a really cool little tool.
And we love. If I recall, you said you were going to buy me one too, right?
Yes. So 12. We're up to a dozen.
I think he said he was going to get me one too. 50% off.
No, I didn't hear that one.
That was his 2019 bonus. I think.
Wow.
That's right. That's right.
Finally, get
here's
a bonus.
Your annual bonus. It's a pen.
So, do you go to CES?
You know what's odd about that is no, I don't.
Okay.
And the reason is we're so busy as it is. So another thing that I do, and I always like to share with people, I work with entrepreneurs all over the world. I've trained about 30,000 people to build businesses like I do, building your own brands, building your own products, make sure they're the best products, best customer service. And so what we do, we make sure we have the best customer service in the world, make sure that our products products of the best quality. Yeah. If you have a problem, you'll talk to me. You'll talk to, maybe talk to Sherry. You'll talk to Emily. These are all people who live in the area.
Right.
They do the customer support.
You know, we're almost out of time, but I'm glad you brought that up because the customer service truly is. You mentioned a minute ago, 4.9 rating on Amazon out of 5. And I was looking. I did a little digging. Maybe this is something that Amazon people do. And it was the first time that I'd ever gotten kind of geeky with the stats on Amazon. And I was looking at some Intervine stuff, and I saw that in 2019 you had a 100% customer approval rating.
Wow.
And on Amazon, and lifetime customer approval rating on Amazon for Intervine is 99%.
That's like a unicorn.
Those
man.
Numbers yeah. are. Crazy.
Yep. Yeah, you can't get that. That 99% drove me crazy. So we made sure that 2019, what's going to happen? Our yeah. heads are going to roll, and I'd be the first one rolling.
So,
yeah.
So are you constantly developing or trying to create different styles of flashlights and
all
things
the time.
Like that?
We're always trying to improve our existing ones, come up with new models. One of it is just a business strategy. We need to innovate, and we need to make sure that our customers have the best products out there. And another one is, I love the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, sure that our flashlight
they
is brighter than someone else's is a big point of contention.
Well, before we go, one more time, how can people view all the products and take advantage of that amazing 50% discount?
Yeah, go to intervine.com, intervine.com, and use discount code Tony, all of our products, or go to intervine.com/Tony. It's going to take you right to our own personal page created by Amazon for us and give you 50% off every single product.
And free shipping through that?
Free shipping. If you're a Prime member, free shipping,
yep.
Or just spend $25, you still get free
shipping.
There you
shipping. Go. Okay.
Like very it. Good. And one more quick announcement for people that download the podcast every week. We actually record this show just before the weekend. So if you want to take Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors with you on the weekends, of course, you can listen to us Saturdays at 3 on 97.1, Sundays at noon on KMOX. But you can actually download our podcast on Fridays.
And share it
and
with
share
your friends.
It so you have it throughout the weekend. So that's something new that we're going to start providing for you. You can actually download the podcast ahead of time before the weekend if you're going to be out and about and you're going to be in the woods with your Intervine flashlight and you want to listen to the show before it even airs, you can do so on the podcast, which you can get at radio.com. Thank you guys for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Mike McCleary from Intervine, thanks so much for everything you do for the show, and thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having
Great
me, guys.
Great to see you. For Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you for listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you back here next weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.